I'm Michael James, the Outreach Services Program Manager at Timmins and District Hospital, says the region has a higher rate of hepatitis C than the rest of the province. Patrick Novak says those numbers are a concern, but believes the liver health team that's in place can help reduce those numbers in the next 5 years.
I have an RN, we have clerical support and an outreach worker, so we do offer testing for hepatitis C, and if they're from out of town, then we can look at getting that person a lab rec for them to take to their local laboratory if the medication is prescribed and they can have that delivered.
Hepatitis C is a blood-to-blood contact infection caused by using dirty needles in drug use or sexual activity. The disease attacks the liver and, if untreated, could lead to liver failure and even cancer. There is no vaccine to prevent Hep C, although effective treatment through medication is available. Today marks the start of Snowmobile Safety Week in Ontario. Over the past decade, 145 snowmobilers have died on OPP-patrolled areas, with excessive speed and alcohol impairment two of the major factors. Nearly 40% of fatalities occurred on frozen lakes and rivers. OPP Constable Daniel Cook reminds everyone that no ice is safe ice, since frozen lakes and rivers carry an inherent degree of uncertainty. The only way to ensure one's safety is to avoid frozen waterways altogether. He says it could be a team effort to rescue those in peril, which can put emergency responders at risk as well. Riders are encouraged to be up to date on what they need to do to keep themselves, their passengers, and fellow riders safe throughout the season. Despite his promise to hold off on tariffs against Canada and Mexico until March, U.S. President Donald Trump is announcing a 25% penalty on our steel and aluminum exports as of today. It's a tariff that's being imposed on all foreign imports to the U.S. Canada is the largest supplier of steel to the U.S., accounting for nearly a quarter of steel imported by American businesses by weight. Trump also says he'll announce a massive list of reciprocal tariffs later this week. In his words, quote, "If they charge us, we'll charge them." And Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne is the latest federal cabinet minister to ponder the possibility of an east-west pipeline across Canada. Champagne told reporters today that the threat of tariffs by President Donald Trump means things have changed in our relationship. He says that could mean pipelines running from Alberta all the way to the East Coast and transmission lines to move electricity east and west. Currently in Ontario and Quebec are supplied by a pipeline that runs from Manitoba through the U.S. Back now to our weekly local history feature and the official opening of the Schumacher Swimming Pool in August 1938. Local historian Karen Bachman tells us it was quite a big event. As you can imagine, it featured a diving exhibition and swim races.
There was some entertainment provided by the Lions Club Boys Band. There was a bathing beauty contest for women over the age of 17. And then there was a great big street party at the end of the day that took place around the pool. People partied for a very long time with that.
The pool was open air for its first 29 years. Walls and a roof were added as a centennial project in 1967.